From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading The Majolica Murders by Deborah Morgan. Now, let's begin with The Majolica Murders. Prologue. The witch is missing three teeth. She grins uncertainly, revealing the vacancies alongside two huge front teeth that she'll grow into. The hairy wart attached to her button nose, likely with spirit gum from a Halloween makeup kit, threatens to let loose. She worries it, and, apparently satisfied that it's intact, holds open an orange plastic bag, printed all over with cats, bats, and tombstones.
"Trick-or-treat," she says softly.
"Shy," Jeff Talbot thinks as he studies her, dressed all in black, with a witch's hat nearly as tall as she is. He tries to remember what grade he was in when baby teeth gave way to permanent ones, but it's been too long. Treat for being the prettiest witch in Seattle. He hopes he can help her relax a little, enjoy the holiday. It's one thing to be afraid in front of your class at school, another thing altogether to carry your insecurities into every facet of your childhood. She looks familiar, something about her large, sad eyes, but he realizes that it's the shyness that gives her the wide-eyed, anticipatory gaze. With each costumed child, Jeff searches for one telling characteristic, something that isn't part of a packaged costume. The boy who preceded the witch in line sported a black right eye. He wore red satin prizefighter shorts and matching red boxing gloves. He didn't need the makeup kit. Did that shiner inspire your costume, or did you get in the ring with another guy because of the costume?
"I got the black eye playing football. So Dad,"
he jerked his head toward the man standing behind him,
"came up with this idea."